Sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Your home for football all season long.
And this is Big Boy Football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Let's go to Luton by Texas with Waylon and Willie and the Bull. Successful life we're living's got us feeling like the Hatfields and McCoy.
All right, final hour of the show. 654 Roar. Only 57 minutes. 55. What math is that? 55 minutes to get in. Boy, that's not a good. That might be a harbinger of a bad hour if I can't do simple math like that. This hour of the program brought to you by Arthrex. You know, they probably will forgive you if you can't do simple math at Arthrex. I would hope so. Careers.arthrex.com is a place to go. You can find all the jobs they have lined up, all of the things that all the things that they can have for you. They are right at the tip of the spear, creating the surgical and orthopedic tools to help everybody from weekend warriors to professional athletes get back in the game. Thanks very much to Arthrex for what they're doing for our community right there in Sandy Springs. And really appreciate that. Appreciate all the jobs that they're at our community. I mean, it's just awesome. And a great place to work, great culture. They treat their people right, right there on campus, from, you know, transportation subsidies, daycare, gourmet chef, all the athletic fields and things. And they're quality people doing great work, you know, notable work, valuable work for our community and beyond. If you believe in that vision, careers.arthrex.com. All right, let's talk about some of these other games, Ben. We talked a little bit about the Indiana-Ohio State game. The other big game where we know that both teams are going to be in the playoff. Well, we think both teams are going to be in the playoff. I'm not sure we should say we know that Alabama's going to stay in, even though I have my doubts. But the whole world appears convinced that Alabama is winning this game. And I understand it. Kirby Smart can't beat Alabama, Ben. He's done it one time. Once. Remarkable. That Alabama owns him. Across two coaching staffs, Alabama owns him. The second reason is Drew Bobo, the center for Georgia, is out. He got dinged against Georgia Tech, was on crutches. He is out for this game. That is a massive loss to lose your center before the biggest game of the year. Now, on Alabama's side, LT Overton, very talented defensive player, is out for them. So Alabama's not coming in fully staffed before this
Jam
game.
Jam Miller is actually questionable, although we expect him to play. He's not going to be 100%.
We've seen that run game without Jam Miller, too. And it's not great with Jam Miller, but it certainly is not very good without him. I don't know why I would look at Alabama. And listen, if there's anybody that's going to say, I don't even care what I've been seeing, I'm going to pick the thing that just happens every time, it would be me. Just believing in some statistical or betting line trends that have nothing to do with the way the teams are playing. But, Ben, there is no way that in a building where Georgia owns everybody, they win every time they go there and play, it doesn't matter, that I don't think that a better football team that looks like a better football team and has for weeks now is going to go and win that game. The things that Alabama would have to overcome to win that game are significant to me. The only thing that's going in Alabama's favor in this game, in my opinion, is they always win this game, which is not enough. Especially when the spread is 2.5, maybe I'm taking the points. 2.5, I'm going to land with Georgia every single time.
I think the Georgia passing game is significantly better now than it was when these two faced off the first time. I'm not so sure if Alabama is not on the decline right now. In fact, I feel certain that they are. But like I said yesterday or day before, I think Georgia is peaking at the right time. I mean, if you think of this in terms of basketball, you don't want to peak at game 20. You want to peak, you know, right when you hit your conference tournament. And that's sort of how I feel about Georgia right now. Also, man, this is the dumbest thing. This is just crazy to even say this out loud. I feel better about Georgia in an Alabama matchup in Mercedes-Benz than I do at home.
It is crazy how they play well. It is nuts how, like, they win every game.
It's like they walk into Mercedes-Benz and it's as if a switch is flipped and they go, okay, this means championship. We have to step up our game even more. And Georgia tends to do that.
It is a remark. I mean, it truly is a remarkable thing. I can't explain it, but you just accept it.
Now, we are 10-2 in the contest in favor of Georgia. You people, do with that what you will.
You might just – who are the two? That would dictate what I would do.
Well, Mike Vaughn's on our side, so that's good.
Okay, that's good. Great.
Alabama is Morgan and John.
Okay. I don't hate Alabama relative to Georgia. What if I told you that
That was such a disrespectful okay, by the way.
Okay. Feel good about our side. What if I told you that Stockton and Simpson statistically are very close in the season, but when you filter for conference games, the only quarterback that's been appreciably better than Gunnar Stockton is Diego Pavia in SEC play?
Simpson the last couple of weeks to me looks tired too.
Yep.
I mean, he does. I like him a lot. I mean, he has – don't mistake it. He has saved Alabama this year.
You know why I don't trust Alabama? Because this script now a couple of times, they've gotten bailed out in it. But – and this may be a Kalen DeBoer thing. It may. In the Georgia game, they scored really quickly a bunch early. But they scored 24 in the first half. Yeah, because they got shut out in the second half. They didn't score a single point in the second half, and they were holding on for dear life against Georgia. Similar thing in the Auburn game. Ben, they're up 17-0. The game is over. I turned it off. It was not a game. They were bludgeoning Auburn to death. And Auburn very easily and calmly. Boop, boop, boop. Right down the field. 17-0. Auburn erased that deficit like it was nothing. The fact that Alabama has spent a lot of time accumulating points in the first half and then it stalls in the second half is a real problem to me. Real problem. And like I say, I think I trust Gunnar Stockton going into this game as long as Drew Bobo's loss is not a backbreaker for Georgia. And it might be a backbreaker for Georgia. Because one of the advantages that I think Georgia has in this game that they sort of uncovered in the first meeting is the run game. To me, the player that's the most important for Georgia in this game is Chauncey Bowens. It's not Frazier. It's Bowens. And Bowens has not been great every week. In fact, Bowens has been out 2 weeks, and I'm not sure if – is he out again? Is Bowens out this week? Do you know? The running back?
I'll have to check.
I honestly forgot to check for his name there in the injury report. He didn't play against Charlotte. He didn't play against Georgia Tech. But in the first meeting against Alabama, he went for 12 for 119 and a touchdown. To me, that's the X factor in the game if he plays. Let's go to Butch, who's up with us next. 654 Roar is the number. What's up, Butch?
Hey, brother. How you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for getting in.
Thank you for letting me in. Yeah, man. You know, I hear a lot of people, you know, expressing how they don't like Alabama leapfrogging and stuff. I don't either. I mean, I'm a Gamecocks fan, but I'm going to tell you something, man. I've hated Alabama for a long time. And the way they just get like, oh, well, it's Alabama, you know. Nah, it don't matter if it's Alabama. If you're 9-3 and you got a 10-2 team, no, a 10-2 is going. 9-3, you said at home. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I agree with that now. Yeah. I don't think that Alabama had a good case. I've said this before. The best team that got hosed out of the playoff last year might have been South Carolina. It wasn't Alabama, but Alabama beat them head-to-head, so you kind of have to go with that.
One of them teams should have been in.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, neither one. You're a 9-3 team. You do not deserve to be in the playoffs. I'm sorry, folks. You're just going to have to realize you ain't good enough. And that's it. I mean, like, you know, everybody's talking about Miami not doing it and stuff like Miami and Notre Dame need to be in there. And you're going to see how well I don't forgot his name. He came from Georgia last year. Anyways,
Carson Beck.
Beck. You know, man, he is used to that environment. He's played in that environment. He knows what to do in that environment. Yes, he's made mistakes in that environment, but he's been there, done that. He's got a T-shirt. I lay my money on that man before anybody else.
Butch, I don't disagree with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you're asking me who's a better football team, sorry about that. If you're asking me who's a better football team right now, I do think Miami's a better football team than Alabama. Texter says Bowens is available. So that's good. If Georgia has Bowens, that makes me feel better about Georgia, because I think that's the X factor in the game. Before we go back to the phones, we have whined and moaned for all week long about the Virginia-Duke the fact that the AC championship is Virginia and Duke. You get right down to it. I kind of like the matchup. I kind of think this is a fun game.
As long as Virginia wins.
That's right. Yeah, I don't want Duke to win, but I do think this is a pretty good matchup. I mean, Virginia won by 17 like a month ago, and Vegas thinks it's like a 4-point spread.
Texter asked earlier what I think the ratings would be for this game. It is on opposite the SEC championship game, which is going to attract the most eyeballs, obviously. But are we not all flipping to this game every chance we get? And I think America watches this partly because you love the underdog, and you would love to see Duke. If you don't have a dog in a fight, people are pulling for Duke here just to say, look, a 5-loss team won the ACC. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that people are going to be paying attention to this game. None of them necessarily positive reasons, but still reasons.
Hey, nobody says they have to be positive.
I'm watching both, but Alabama-Georgia will be the one that I'm paying the most attention to.
My 8 o'clock quad box, I don't know what the fourth game is going to be, but it's going to be a quad box. And it's going to have Indiana-Ohio State, and it's going to have Duke-Virginia, and it's going to have Illinois-Tennessee basketball.
I would remind you that Dabo Swinney will be on the pregame, or maybe the halftime too, on ACC Network?
Yes.
Before this game.
Eric McLean said they're paying him 8 figures to be there. So might as well get your money's worth with him.
And of course, you know, Texter's pointing out the Tony Elliott connection. Let me tell you something. There's no one I would rather see win something like this more than Tony Elliott. That man's been fired 17 times at Virginia. He's been through tragic deaths on his team. he's begged his school to support football. He's begged fans to come out. He lost an entire offensive line to the transfer portal, three years ago.
That's right.
The entire line. And yet here he is, the best team in the ACC, arguably, and playing for a conference championship. There's no one that will appreciate that win if he gets it more than Tony Elliott.
You know how big of a deal it is that Tony Elliott's doing this? Faxon Childress wasn't even mad that Jake Dickert wasn't named the ACC Coach of the Year. He said, you know what? Good for Tony. That's the first time that Faxon has allowed someone to not say good things about Wake Forest and get away with it all year. It's incredible. Incredible. Let's go to Tennessee Tiger, who's up with us next. What's up, Tennessee Tiger?
Hey, Carl. Before I get to sports, yesterday late in the show, James called in, you know, about applied for some truck driving jobs, and then he was talking about the passage in Genesis. And so it was too late for me to call in. I didn't get in. But he couldn't understand about God when he created man. Well, you know, the Bible says that he created man, he creates us. Then in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon the people that God used. In the New Testament, you know, it says that before Jesus ascended into heaven, that he breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. So I don't know if James is listening. And then when you're born again, then you receive the Holy Spirit automatically. But what I'm puzzled about in Genesis, if it says, dust thou art and dust you shall return.
Right.
But he didn't make man from the ground. So anyway, I don't want to get into a theological question. But on the Penn State hire, I don't think they as bad as they did. I don't think they did as bad. Remember when Tennessee was looking for a coach and they couldn't get by to take the position, and they hired, what was it, Butch Jones and Daryl Dickey and the assistant from Alabama.
Oh yeah, Jeremy Pruitt. Yes.
Yeah, Pruitt.
Yeah.
And then he, see, they had like four coaches before they finally got who they have now. I don't know if I called your show last month, whenever. I thought David Shaw, if Penn State could have got all their alumni together and all their, you know, and contacted him. But it is what it is. So does this mean that Brian Kelly might go to Iowa State?
I don't know about that, Tennessee Tiger. Hey, man, we're up against the break. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I don't know about that now. I don't think Brian Kelly's doing that. It'll be fascinating to see what Iowa State does. It might be that they go back to the Toledo well. Jason Candle's been at Toledo for a while. He was Matt Campbell's protege there. They've won some, not a ton, not as much as maybe you would have liked. But they've been a consistent, nice program there. We'll see. We'll see what they do.
And just quickly, I misspoke a second ago. The SEC game is at 4. The Indiana-Ohio State game is the one that is opposite Duke, Virginia.
Oh, I didn't realize you said that. So,
yeah, I said I'd be watching Georgia-Alabama. Georgia-Alabama's at 4. Indiana-Ohio State's at 8. And I just misread the schedule wrong, so appreciate the caller pointing it out to me.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got more on these games, plus your thoughts and opinions. 654 Roar, you want to get in hour 3 when we return.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. you need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. On game day, great prep makes all the difference. Same goes for your pizza. That's why I go with Frigidaire stone-baked pizza oven. Fresh pizzas go from dough to done in just 2 minutes.
Whether you're throwing a party or squeezing in dinner between plays, this oven delivers hot, crispy, restaurant-quality pizza right from your kitchen. Only from Frigidaire. Game-ready pizza. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like the clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
3 more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for Clemson hoops all season long. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
You're just like my favorite song going round round my head. Like my favorite song going round round my head. You're just like my favorite song going round round my head. Like my favorite song going round round my head.
All right, we continue on here. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, a couple segments still to get in with your thoughts and opinions on the landscape of college football before we get to our a busy weekend. This hour of the program is brought to you in part by our friends Greg and Julie Terry, CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. Here is one of the plethora of five-star reviews on their website. This is from Andres in Statesville, North Carolina. Highly recommended. The quality, the workmanship, attention to detail, and the overall size and weight are excellent. Of course, he is talking about their Clemson and Citadel ring plaques. They've got the men's and women's rings designs. It's a perfect Christmas gift this time of year. It's a perfect way to say thank you to somebody special in your life. Or, you know, a way to treat yourself. While everybody else is getting you presents, maybe do something for yourself as well. For more on how they can help you with these handcrafted designs, go to CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. The Duke-Virginia game, it is kind of interesting. Like, it's 9-3 in our contest. And the rubric that I used, Fax and John and Sam took Duke. The rubric that I used is these teams just played and Virginia won by 17. And the spread on this game is what, 4?
We have it at 2.5.
2.5. Oh, yeah, 2.5. So, tell me again why Duke's going to win when they just lost by 17?
Yeah, you can give up two more touchdowns and still win.
That's
from that.
Literally, that's all I needed right there. That might have been the easiest pick of the whole thing. In fact, the spread now is 4. And I laid the 4 in the dock, Ben. That's a dock game right there with Virginia. I just think they're going to win. Do you know what? You know what's funny? Look back at the history of ACC championship games. Rarely does the underdog win. Like, we don't have a lot of upsets. I think it's probably true of most of the championship games, to be quite honest with you. But in the ACC championship game, think about, like, has Clemson been an underdog there? I think 2011. Is the last time Clemson was an underdog in an ACC championship game. Clemson was favored last year, right? By a couple?
I believe so.
Maybe so. I'm trying to think about that. Somebody hit me up with that if I'm wrong on that. But, yeah, I think 2011 the last time Clemson was an underdog in an ACC championship game. It's just it's been a good venue and a good game for favorites. So I think this is going to be another good game for a favorite. The other major game is Texas Tech BYU. 9-3 Texas Tech. I'm a little surprised about this one where Mickey took BYU and Walt and Nick took BYU. The reason I'm surprised is because it's a lot of points to lay in a championship game. We're playing at 13.5. It's 12.5 right now. I just think Texas Tech is way better. I just think they're way better than BYU.
If I could change one pick, it'd actually be this one. I think this is too many points for a championship
really?
Game.
See, I kind of agree with that. Like, laying double digits in a championship game feels weird.
Yeah, rethinking this one, this just feels like too many points for a championship game.
What about the Kalani Sitake bump?
Yeah.
The crumble maybe. Cookie bump, if some would say.
You know, it's how the cookie crumbles.
So there may be something to that. Then you've got these other ones, and I think these are fascinating games. I'm going to enjoy watching some of these tonight. Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State, Ben, Conference USA. Jerry Mack, the Kennesaw State coach, has been mentioned for the Memphis job, perhaps. He has done a not even remarkable, an impossible job at Kennesaw State this year. This line has actually flipped. It is Kennesaw State minus 2.5 right now. We're playing it at Jacksonville State minus 1.5 because that's how it appeared in the wild. And you've got Jacksonville State, Kennesaw State 8-4. It's you, Nick, Mike, and Mickey who took Jacksonville State at home in this game. Any thoughts on the Conference USA Championship game?
No, not really.
I'm not surprised. I just went with results and kind of vibes. Like this is more of a vibes play. Like Kennesaw feels like a vibes team. Troy James Madison. Fascinating game. Once again, let me just apologize to Troy. I said for weeks that Troy was a 4-win team, and they end up winning 8 and then went into division, winning at Southern Miss last week to win the division. And now nobody's giving them a chance at all against James Madison. Nobody. I mean, they have no shot at all to go to James Madison and win. Forget that they really didn't have a chance to go to Southern Miss and win. Forget that they weren't supposed to be there at all. Forget that Goose Crowder is back now at quarterback for Troy. Forget all that. No chance at all to win. Ben, if I were in a legal gambling state this weekend, the craziest thing that I would do is bet Troy plus 1,500 to win out right here. Not because I think they will, but just because I think
there's some value there.
There's some value. They're not supposed to be here at all. That's just it's a lot of points, first of all. There's no way I'm laying 23.5 in a conference championship game. And James Madison, you know, they're playing a little better, but every like third game, they win a game like 30-24.
Yeah.
And this would be the third game.
See, this is another one. Honestly, when I made picks, I just looked at who I thought was the better team was and sort of ignored the line. This is too many points here, too.
A 6-6 split in the old contest here, Troy and JMU. If James Madison wins and Duke wins, do you think James Madison should get in the playoff?
Yes.
Over Duke?
Yes.
I kind of do, too. Strength of schedule? Like, they're 0-1 in Power 5 games? Power 4? Does that bother you?
Well, that's going to put some people in an interesting predicament. Like, well, I'm not even going to say it.
I mean, I'm looking at Sagarin right now, okay?
I guess losses will matter to Duke.
Oh, it will. They certainly will. Number of losses.
I think James Madison is better than Duke, though. I mean, I do. Duke loses at UConn, who was actually a pretty good team, but that should have never happened.
Duke has 5 losses. All 5 are to teams outside of Sagarin's top 30. They've lost 5 games to not really that good. It's not like, oh, they played a murderer's row schedule and they went on the road and it's so tough. They're not even like a acceptable 7-5. But then you get to James Madison. James Madison, by the way, is per Sagarin sitting at 28 with the 99th best strength of schedule in the country. They're the only team in the top 30. That is lower than 69, I believe. Texas Tech is Texas Tech has a 69th ranked strength of schedule. James Madison's one tough game was Louisville. It's tough. I think I would reward a team that went through their schedule and won, and then won their league, and not reward a team that lucked in, didn't win, lost half the games. Ben, more than anything else, I know we're supposed to put in the bet, the 5 best conference champions or whatever. Duke was like, if you had to power rank the teams in the ACC, Duke would have been like 7th in their own league, much less a 5th best conference champion. That's why I think Virginia's winning. Because I just think, like, college football is crazy, but at the end, we get results that make sense more often than we don't.
I'm going to just play devil's advocate here for a minute.
Okay.
We're in this predicament because Duke lost non-conference games.
Yes.
Their only conference loss was to Georgia Tech and Virginia. They lost 2. Virginia's the best record in the league, so you don't ding them for that. Georgia Tech was at their peak when you played them. They were 12th in the country when they played them. The non-con, they lost to 11th-ranked Illinois at the time. At Tulane, Darian Mensa goes home. That factored in. Had to. You still lost that one by 7. On the road, Tulane's what, 10-2, I believe?
10-2, yeah, yes.
I mean, and then the UConn one is, while UConn is a better team than you think they are, you just don't lose to UConn on the road. You just don't. That's the one that you just cannot forgive. It still adds up to 5 losses any way that you spin it, though.
1-3 in non-conference. God, you can't. The jokes write themselves if that's the ACC champion. I can't see it. I can't see it happening. Let's see. Speaking of Tulane and North Texas. North Texas favored by 2.5. This game is at Tulane. And I think North Texas is better, but I think it's hard to go and beat Tulane at Tulane. And I don't think North Texas is better enough than Tulane. I also think
and
some
this is played at Tulane's home stadium or their home field, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
North Texas, like for example, SP Plus has North Texas the number one offense in America. The best offense in America. Better than any of the other like Power Four teams. They think North Texas is the best offense in America. I think that with the metrics and the formulas and algorithms and all this stuff, I think that is throwing this number off a little bit. Where North Texas is favored in this game, but it's essentially, to me, it should be the other way. Like, the wrong team's favored. Like, Tulane should be favored by field goal and not North Texas. So, give me Tulane. Both these coaches have taken other jobs now. Sumrall took Florida. Morris took Oklahoma State.
So both are coaching in this game, though, right?
They are. Yeah. Both are coaching in this game. So, you've got nobody has an edge or whatever in that. I think Tulane is a better football team. I think they have a better caliber of player. I think they're a better football team. They get it done. Last game tonight, UNLV Boise State. In our contest, Boise is a 10-2 split. I did see that Maddox Madsen, the quarterback for Boise State, is back. I don't think Boise was great offense with him, but they were dreadful without him. And UNLV can't stop the run at all. In fact, I've seen people say play the Boise State running backs prop, and I'm actually going to look at what that is on Underdog and maybe give it out in the next segment. But I think there's no way UNLV they are too bad defensively to go on the road and beat Boise, who beat them by 25 in the first meeting.
Right, we're 10-2 in favor of Boise on this one. Mickey and Will both took UNLV. Will can still win the contest, so that's a big pick. That's a game that may be a contest deciding pick right there for Will.
You know,
Will's hands are in his future is in the hands of UNLV.
He is. So it's Mike, Will, and Sam, right? Is anybody else?
I thought Nick. It was just two. What, not? Oh, you talking about
like in the whole contest? That there's a few that can win it.
Your future lies in the hands of Dan Mullen.
Good luck, buddy. We're all counting on you, Dan. Final segment of the program. We'll wrap it up with some odds and ends. Get you ready for the weekend next.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, doubledogvideo.com. Let us tell your story.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
It's the holiday season, but it's also the bowl season.
To the 10, to the 5, touchdown!
We'll break down every bowl game throughout the month of December, right here on The Roar.
Last segment of the show, last segment of the week. You got conference championship games all weekend long with football. You do have Clemson women's basketball hosting App State at 2 o'clock on Sunday in Little John. So if you're so inclined, come out and support the Lady Tigers there. Also, I would tell you, Quok has breaking news on the future of Lenore Sellers, and he is going to tell you now the future of Lenore Sellers. Quok, take it away.
I can't believe you threw it at me like this.
I just threw you completely under the bus.
I'm just trying to figure out what to do with that. I'm trying to figure out what to do with this. I can't believe it.
I threw that to you because I struggle pronouncing
Tree
that.
Tree Babalade. From South Carolina. This is what I'm going to tell you, okay? He posted a picture of Lenora Sellers and the offensive line. And then the second picture is the...
Go ahead. Describe to the people.
It's the jersey. It's the guy.
There's only one clip that I know of, and I just cannot say that. He's an African American foreign journalist.
You can't do it.
He's hilarious. It's one of the funniest clips I think I've ever seen. Anyway, just has the two of them.
Just look at his Twitter.
Just look at his Twitter.
Just look at Tree's Twitter. And then if you don't know, just figure out what
that
is.
And then he just says, Maine. Like man with a hand over his face.
I don't know why that tickled me so much, but you throwing it to me like that, I was not expecting. This guy says, Quark, I saw it too. I'm dying. What are you saying, Tree? Like, that's ridiculous, man. That don't make no sense, brother. You gotta tell us what this means.
Excellent use of memes though.
A couple things I gotta tell you. There were two things that happened in
there's very few times that I have been able to just leave you speechless.
That was great, man. Well done. There were two things that happened in women's basketball last night that I was like, what are we doing? Like, there's got to be some backstory here, something. So Notre Dame women's basketball last night blew the largest lead in the history of their program. They were up 19 at Ole Miss, blew it, lost by 5, I think. Hannah Hidalgo, who is a lightning rod for criticism, and I think somewhat deservedly so. Some of the stuff may be unfair, but some of the stuff is deserved. And basically plays 40 minutes every night. She's one of the most unique players that I've ever seen in person play. She hits a shot, like a little mid-range pull-up jumper. Like, down by 7. Cuts the game to 5. Ben, she gets in the face of the defense. This is with 20 seconds left. You've blown the largest lead in the history of your school, and you're down on the road. She gets in the face of the defensive player and is yapping out on the way back down the court. Gets a technical foul, keeps going, gets another one, gets ejected from the game, and is, like, clapping. Like, tries to sit on the bench, gets sent off, like, clapping, high-fiving her teammates. It was odd behavior. It was like middle of July, I'm over this baseball season behavior. Like, where everybody's just tired of it. I'm like, what are you doing? You're down 5. You're getting mouthy to the point that you got a double technical and sent off. And the Ole Miss defender was like, I didn't say anything to her. She's like, I don't know. She just looked totally stunned that Hidalgo was coming at her like that. That was the first thing. The second thing is, and this couldn't happen to a nicer human, Duke lost last night in women's basketball to LSU in a game where basically if the ground wanted to swallow up both coaches, it would have been nice. Mulkey versus Lawson. Flajay Johnson is a well-known LSU women's basketball player. She also played for Kara Lawson on Team USA over the summer. The interaction I'm going to tell you about, it prompted a question to Kim Mulkey after the game, like, what happened with that? LSU was winning, so that is an important part of this, by like 16 late in the game. And Flajay Johnson hits like a turnaround step back 3. It was nice. And she's running back down the court, and the camera pans to her, and she is screaming in Kara Lawson's face during the game, screaming at her. Like, oh yeah. And what she's saying, I can't repeat. This is very unrepeatable. And Lawson's just trying to coach. Like, nobody really even says anything about it. But so somebody asked Mulkey about it after the game, and she basically said, yeah, she's like, first of all, I love Kara. Like, Kara's one of my favorite people, you know, like, says all that stuff. And then she basically is like, yeah, she broke Flajay this summer. Flajay had no confidence. So she wanted to make sure that Kara knew that she messed up. With whatever she did over the summer, Flajay told her, you messed up. And I'm like, what are we doing? We're a month into the season. This is stuff that you're supposed to do in January because you hate your life. Anyway, the third thing that happened yesterday, did you see that there's going to be a college basketball tournament in Dubai starting next year? Have you seen the rumors of this?
In Dubai?
In Dubai.
Is this the one that's paying the players? Yeah. Okay. I have seen that.
So I hate that we're going to have to talk about this. I mean, this is a naked money grab. Naked money grab. So those are three things that I could not explain that happened yesterday. I'm thinking about them as we head into the weekend. You know, Ben, it's a really good college basketball weekend, too. Here's some of the games that you can watch in college basketball this weekend. Gonzaga, Kentucky, tonight, 7 o'clock. Duke, Michigan.
Stop for just a moment.
Uh-huh.
How bad does Kentucky need to win a game?
Not bad enough, Ben. Your boy has Gonzaga minus 4.5 in the dock.
There it is.
There's no way, Ben. There's no way Kentucky's playing within 10 of Gonzaga. I've watched Gonzaga twice, and I've watched Kentucky one and like probably 1.2 times, okay? There's no way. Like, only the body clock could keep Kentucky within 10 points of Gonzaga. This is a rout. Games tomorrow. This is during conference championships. Duke at Michigan State. Iowa State at Purdue. Dayton, Virginia. Louisville, Indiana. Baylor at Memphis. That's in Indianapolis, by the way. Baylor at Memphis. Let me see. Illinois, Tennessee. Ole Miss at St. John's. Sunday, there's good game. There's a triple header on ESPN2. Missouri, Kansas, neutral. LSU, Texas Tech, neutral. Texas A&M, SMU, neutral. On Sunday.
It feels like we've had an abundance of ranked-on-ranked games so far this year. Have we not?
Yes.
Like, and the Duke-Michigan State, you assume that's always going to be a good game. Michigan State is very good. And I think Michigan State is better than Tom Izzo thought they were going to be.
They're favored in this game.
Are they really?
They are fit by a couple.
I mean, they are really good early on.
There are... All right, let me see. Over the weekend, counting the game tonight, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 ranked v ranked matchups this weekend.
We talked about Louisville, Indiana. Good grief.
Auburn at Arizona. That's a 10 o'clock game. You might can watch the end of that unwinding from the football championship games. Ben, this is a great, great college basketball weekend. Great. So if the football games get boring, there's a lot to watch. Or if you don't care about them, if you're mad Clemson's not playing in them, or South Carolina, whatever your team is. Basketball for you.
And we didn't even mention the NFL on top of that. LOL, Cowboys.
Thanks, Detroit, for that late. Appreciate the field goal by the Cowboys and the late score. Got your boy over the line there.
The Sunday night game is Texans at Chiefs. You talk about an enormous game for the Chiefs and maybe for the Texans too, but Chiefs have got to win a game.
I'm doing it one more time. One more time. I am begging the Chiefs. What's the spread on this? 3.5?
Is it down? Yeah.
It's down to 3.5. I am begging the Chiefs to be the Chiefs one time. I've been calling it for like a month. Like, they survived against the Colts. I did it with the Colts, where the Colts should have won the game, and the Chiefs kind of just pulled it out of you-know-where at the end. This week, the team that beat the Colts is going in there. Just beat the Colts in Indianapolis. So,
speaking of Colts, they're at Jacksonville, and this is quack on quack crime here.
Yeah.
Colts need to stop the bleeding. They've lost 3 out of their last 4.
Do not feel good about this one.
2-8-4 teams here. And Jags feel like they're finally playing pretty good. Colts, not so much.
Daniel Jones on 2 legs greater than Daniel Jones on 1.5 legs. Do not like that Daniel Jones is playing through a fracture. That's just never a good thing. The Colts' finish to the season is not for the faint of heart. Have you seen? Like, they're trying to make the playoffs at Jacksonville, at Seattle, hosting San Francisco, hosting Jacksonville, at Houston. They could lose all of these. They might lose all of these. All of this may have been for naught with Indianapolis. They'll probably win a couple, but I don't think they're winning the division. They have far and away the toughest schedule between them and the Jaguars and the Texans remaining. Other big games in the NFL, Bears-Packers. That's a Fox game. And thank God the Cowboys played, so we're not forced to watch them at 4:25. We can watch somebody else. This is a fascinating game. Once again, like I said about Alabama, the whole world is on the Bears this weekend. Going to Lambeau and beating Green Bay. Everybody I've talked to is talking about the Bears winning this game. And I think the Packers, I still think the Packers offense looks, I don't think it looks great, but the defense is solid. It's incredibly solid. Steelers-Ravens this weekend. That's a good one. A couple 6-6 teams. Loser's probably not making a playoff. You talk about the Chiefs game. If they lose, they're not making a playoff. Loser of that game is not making the playoffs.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Let's see.
Who are the Falcons are losing to the Seahawks this weekend?
Oh, that's so wrong. That's so wrong. I always say when you're going West Coast to East Coast, Ben, body clock. That's your best chance. Body clock.
The Seahawks are sneaky good this year.
Really, really good. Really, really good. You know, I was looking at their roster. I didn't love that team coming into the year. What they did to the Commanders, was that Sunday Night Football? When they just absolutely demolished Washington. It took them like 10 minutes, and the game was over. It was just done. They went to D.C. and just utterly eviscerated them. I was like, yeah, this team's legit.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels watching from a box, though.
That's true.
Little to do with it.
He is back this week, by the way, for Washington. Good for my fantasy team that is clinging to life. That is going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for a great week. Next week –